Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I always find myself praying, Lord, thank you. Thank you for covering me. Thank you for the good things. But even thank you for the things that didn't go right. Thank you for the people who wounded me, hurt me, didn't like me. Thank you for the experiences that brought me trauma, hurt, pain. Because he has showed me that he is a healer. He has showed me that he is a deliverer. And all that I have gone through has been a testimony of his goodness, of his love, and his mercy. I learned even in bad experiences. I learned through others' mistakes. I learned even in the process of breaking and building up my own character. All of my experiences may have not been his will, but I learned that God will never leave me or forsake me.
So as the Lord just starts to give me more revelation, more truth, it's interesting to know that some of the things that you thought that were once truth for your life no longer holds the weight that it needs to hold in your life, and God begins to give you more revelation. So it's almost like you start to look at yourself in a different way, the way that God wants, the way that God sees you. And so a lot of the things that you think, God will want you to empty that so that you can understand more of your identity, more of who you are, more of who he's called you to be. Because sometimes we look at ourselves as being weak. We look at ourselves as being less than, or even if we do think highly of ourselves, even if we are confident, there's still a certain way that God wants to present us. There's still certain things that God wants to do with us. And so we have to let go of the old ways, the old mindset. And there's a lot of people who have a poverty-like mindset and they don't even realize it. There's a way that God wants us to be presented. There's a way God wants us to be postured. And so if you are praying for certain things, you have to allow God to take you through the process. Especially people who are praying for financial breakthroughs or who are praying for millions. You gotta have a millionaire mindset. You gotta have millionaire goals. You gotta have a millionaire business plan. You gotta have a millionaire just who you are. You just gotta walk like I am. And so there's different ways that God will take you through a process of really just making sure you let go of what does not suit you. It's the old self. You can't pour new wine into old wineskin. And so as God begins to elevate you, he begins to elevate your mind, and even telling you things that you should have, things that you didn't know you lost, that God wants to restore unto you. And so it's a process, and renewing the mind is a part of that process, so that your mind is ready to grasp hold of the blessing. So I made a video called Choices, and it really talks about how the decisions we make, the choices, the things that we decide to do, really can pivot us and shift us in many different directions. And sometimes it's the will of God, sometimes it's not the will of God. And so a lot of the choices that we make really pull us further away from our purpose, or further away from the things that we are called to do. And so coming back into alignment with what God said that we are supposed to do, who God said we are, can be a process. But one thing that I've learned about the process, one thing I've learned is even in my disobedience, even in my own desires, my own ways, and the different directions that I wanted to go, God sustained me. Because a lot of it was done in my own ignorance. A lot of it was done in my own excitement. But God sustained me. God really, He just made a way when it looked like there was no way. And one of the things is being in church and knowing that I'm not supposed to stay in this place, knowing that the many different decisions that I made to lead up to a lot of the things that I've gone through have really evolved and shaped my experience being in church, my experience being in the body of Christ. And so one of the things that I'm very grateful for is, even though I'm in a church, a place that I don't belong, a place that, you know, I was just there too long, overextending my stay because I'm not being obedient to the voice of God, I'm not listening to him, even in my disobedience, you know, God still made a way and sustained me. So I was truly grateful for the church, for even taking me in, for even making a place for me. But at the end of the day, some of these places we didn't have to, some of these things we didn't even have to go through if we would just listen to the Lord. And a lot of it is because of our own ignorance. A lot of it is because of our own ways, the own thing, the things that we desire, the things that we want. And God gives you the desires of your heart. And sometimes those desires are not going to be fruitful to where God wants to take you, but he'll allow you to go down that path because it'll teach you something as it matures you, as you grow. And so I was truly grateful for the ministry, for the church, for even taking me in, for even, you know, helping me when I had nowhere to go. And so that was one of the things that I was truly grateful for. But a lot of what I'm speaking about is just people who make the mistakes that I make, thinking that they will find themselves stuck in church, thinking that they will find a lot of who they are being confined and being stuck in a place where God did not call them to be. And it becomes more difficult because you become drained, you become depleted, you become just, a lot of the times, you be something you're not, trying to conform to everybody else around you. And you have to really, the Lord starts to teach you in that. He starts to really develop your character because you'll deal with things and difficult people and many things that you don't want to go through, but God uses it to develop your character because you chose to be there. And so in that character building, in that time that you were growing, that you were building, that he's grooming you, you start to notice that he's preparing you for the places that you will go, the people that you will meet.
Yeah, I always do this. I forget to turn my mic on. But anyways, God begins to prepare you and he begins to have you go through things so that the more you go through those things and you tackle those things, you're able to overcome those things, you're not having to deal with them later. And so there were many things that I went through that a lot of people didn't know, because you just deal with different types of character, different types of people, different types of manipulation and different types of just spirits, because the devil be in church, y'all. The devil be in church. So you deal with it all. And so I realized it as a time of grooming, a time of building. And even when I thought that, you know, I'm where God needs me to be, it was always something more that I'm learning, always something more that I'm taking on. And so it really helped build a foundation for me as what church is really like, what church people are like. And I never really judged, but I really just, it was always one of those things you just sit back, watch, and look, and you just be like, why are some people like this? Why they do this? Why they act like this? And so it was, for me, you know, I talk a lot. You get me around the right people, I'm very loud. I'm very goofy. But it's one of those times, it's just, for a couple years, you just kind of on pause, and you're just kind of looking, and you're quiet. And you just kind of like, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Like you just observant in it all. And so it just goes back to a lot of the choices that we make. Sometimes God will take us, you know, allow us to go through things because when he was speaking before, you didn't hear. And so you wanted to plant yourself somewhere. So God allowed you to plant yourself. But when he plucks you, you got to be able to understand when he's calling, when he's plucking you, when he's pulling you away, because there are things that, you know, he's protecting you from us, things that it's just time to go. Sometimes it just be time to go. And so I really fought that process of being plucked and being pulled away. But I was extremely grateful. Even upon leaving, I was just like, Lord, but this my place. Like, I don't want to go. He's like, you got to go. You got to go. And it was just a lot that was coming that the Lord just didn't want me to experience anymore. And so it was a time for me to just be grateful for the church, be grateful for the people who helped me, but also have learned and experienced different characters, different people in church, different church experiences, why people are the way they are in church, why they stuck the way they are in church. Like it just was this moment of just observing it all, taking it all in, and really just allowing the Lord to give me understanding and wisdom for me to even be able to go in the places he needs me to go and have the revelation of it all. I was just extremely grateful for the Lord sustaining me, the Lord taking me in and using people that I never would have thought would help me because I didn't like church. So he used church people, church folks. And sometimes the help we want is not always exactly how we want it to look, but it is how it needs to be, how it needs to go. And so it was a lot of sacrifices that I made in order to be positioned where I was. And I was just grateful. I was always grateful. I was always thankful. I never despised any of it. But at the same time, I was being depleted, drained. I was going through it because I was just out of alignment. I just was not where I should be. I was not in the right mindset. I was not doing the things God had called me to do. I had given them up. I had let them go. And so it was a process for me to, even coming out of it, to regain that fire back, to regain that love back from Christ, because I left like really trying to understand like, what just happened? How did I get here? And I had to go through a process of really understanding that Jesus loves me. And that was just very interesting because you it's like you're being healed. You're being delivered from a lot of the things you went through, a lot of the things you heard and seen. And through it all, to summarize everything that the Lord takes you through at the end, it's Jesus loves you. Very simple. But he gives it to you in such a detailed and such a loving way, and he shows you. And so afterwards, it was just a process of understanding the love of Christ again, because sometimes you do so much and you neglect really being rooted deeper into that love. And so when you're focused so much on gifts, focused so much on, I need to do this, I need to serve this, I need to do that, you forget, you know, Jesus loves me. All that I need, all that God has for me, I already have access to. All that he wants to give me, all that he wants to pour into me, already have access to it. Already have it. And the enemy loves to sit in our ignorance. He loves to sit in our ignorance. So we find ourselves staying in places longer than need be because the enemy loves to sit in our ignorance. We don't know we have access to these things. We don't know God gave us these things. We don't know who we are. We don't know our identities. So we stay longer than what needs to be because we miss the whole point of this is who God called me to be. This is what I have. This is what I'm equipped with. This is what he has poured into me. This is what I have access to. And so for me, it was just, you know, a process of me going from being in the presence of God 24/7 to going into church and experiencing church and church people and different characters, different people, different personalities, which was, to me, I find it the most interesting thing because you don't expect church to be like the world. Let me just say it. You don't expect it, but it is. And then for people to use the word and Christ to cover things up, it was just beyond me. And so I had to, like, you know, deal with different personalities, different people, different walks of life. And I remember they used to always call the church. They used to say the church is a hospital filled with a lot of patients. And I remember just sitting there one day and this thought, like, the church is a hospital. And all that kept coming to mind was, Kenya, how long are you going to be in this hospital? How long are you going to be a patient? How long are you going to stay put in this hospital? And I really started thinking deeply on that. Yes, the church is a hospital. That don't mean you got to be a patient forever. That don't mean you got to be a part of it forever. And I remember just thinking that, like, Lord, how long are we going to be a patient? How long are we going to constantly having to keep going, deliverance, healing, this and that, and receiving this, receiving that? Didn't I receive this last week? Didn't I receive this last month? Ain't this the same thing being released that I received? Like, okay, something ain't right. I'm obviously not, it's not clicking in my head what I have access to. It's not clicking in my head who I am, what the Lord has poured out to me. I'm hearing, you know, the angel saying the Lord's about to do this today. I'm praying, you know, trying to receive. My heart's in the right place. I'm constantly receiving, constantly going through this and that. And I'm not really truly understanding the fact that it's already done. It's already there. So it was me lacking the knowledge of, okay, I received this. I got this. Now let me go home and put it into play, put it into practice. And I think that's where a lot of people go wrong, is you hear the message, but you don't go home and put it into practice. And some people do. You go home, you pray, but you don't really put it into practice. Like, you want that business, you want that ministry, you got to go out and you got to start it. You got to go out and you got to do it. And I think that for me, the confusion came where there's a lot of people saying, oh, you're not ready. Oh, don't do this. Oh, don't do that. But mind you, I came in already doing it. And I was doing it on a small scale, not saying that it was something big and something amazing, but it was my start. It was my beginning. And I put a lot of it on pause in order to please and serve and submit and do things the way that everybody else was doing them. But God didn't call me to do things the same way everybody else was. He didn't call me to conform. And so it was just a journey of learning and going through so much. Like, my time in church was, it was amazing. I was truly grateful because it was a place that I'm like, you know, mama, you got to come up over here because, like, the power of God is here. God is here. God is moving. Mind you, my mom don't really believe in Jesus no more. I don't know what's wrong with that situation, but it ain't going to be for long. But it's just like, you know, you find that place where God's like, you know, learn here, grow here. But then when he plucks you, it's like, hold up, Lord. Like, I can't. They're going to think that, you know, something wrong with me if I just leave. They're going to think that I'm going through this, and that. And the Lord's just like, it's time to go, Kenya. And I remember when it was time to go, just the way I left, it was, I couldn't really say much because it was like a mission, like an angelic mission. Like, it was the things that, if you are close to me, you know the story of what these angels were telling me. But it was a mission, like a rescue mission. Like, it was just like, come on now, it's time to go. And so it was just something that I experienced. And it's like, in those situations, you don't know what to say. You don't know what to do because you experience so much. It's like you experience the hand of God really digging you up, uprooting you. And when he uproots you, it hurts. It's painful. You don't know how to describe it. You don't know the depression you go through, the things you go through, the pain you go through. And you can't tell nobody around you because everybody expects you to perform and to do this and submit and to serve here and do this. And you just can't explain it to everybody. You can't explain that pain, that weeping, that wailing, that it was like mourning, the mourning I went through. Oh, I was mourning, like just walking. I remember being in my mother's home, just walking back and forth, pacing, just mourning and wailing. My soul was crying out. Like, my soul cried out. Like, I didn't understand it. Like, my soul just cried. My soul, like, I wasn't even myself in those tears. It was like you took me out, and it was just my soul, my spirit, everything in me pouring out. And I didn't understand it all. Now I have a revelation. I understand it. Like, but it was an experience that not many people that I've talked to have really have really gone through it. And I've talked to a couple of people who've actually who've left that actually went through that same process. But it's been something. It's just like, Lord, like, at this point, wherever you go, I go. Whatever you say, I say, Lord. Like, don't allow me to go left, to go right. Just keep me forward, keep me moving forward, because the things that we go through because we are excited, because we want to make our own decisions, because the desires of our heart are so strong. The things that we put ourselves through without knowledge of what it may look like can be painful sometimes when God uproots us. And the uprooting was so painful for me. It was something that I can't even explain. And I became very numb to a lot of things and just being pulled aside. I call it back into my wilderness and relearning the love of Christ, relearning many things, emptying myself and relearning the word in the way God needs me to know the word. The Lord teaching me who I am, me having encounters that I've not experienced before. It was, so beautiful. It was so beautiful. It was like, I explained it like being like Just being in the secret place, being hidden, and the way that the presence of God would just surround that place. You would think that you was just on a cloud, just floating, and there were no worries, no problems. You would think that, you know, angels were just holding you. And I know my room was full of it, and it was just the most peaceful, the most beautiful time, because every time it seemed like every time I opened the word, it didn't matter if it was raining, if it was snowing, it didn't matter what was going on outside. The window would just light up and this light would just come into the room. And it would be an experience that I would have, just me in the secret place and God teaching me, God telling me things about my ministry, giving me the next step, giving me my assignment, giving me more, like just pouring into me. It was the most beautiful thing. And I'm writing all this down. I'm getting all of these ideas. And it was amazing. And me, like, I'm still mourning at times. So I'm trying to go back and forth to church and not really hearing the Lord's like, "Okay, I told you, don't look back." And so I'm going back and forth because people don't, I loved being, even though there's many people, I'm telling you, when I left, I found out so many people, like, it's just amazing how many people you will say hello to but actually don't like you. And so it was just amazing because my heart was so pure and so loving for them all, regardless if they talked about me, regardless if they didn't like me, regardless if what they thought about me was true or not true. I didn't care. Like, my heart was just like, "Lord, I thank you and I'm grateful." And so it was just a time of just really understanding the choices I made, the decisions that I made, and really getting that revelation, getting that knowledge that I needed to move forward. And, you know, I made that video talking about being a slave. And I'm gonna be honest, that's literally like how it was. That's how the enemy will trap you. He will sit in your ignorance. If you don't know who you are, your identity, you will sit in a place longer than what's needed, and you will become a slave to any, it could be even your job, your workplace. You sit in there making such and such salary, and you don't even know that millions are within you. So you become a slave to your workplace. You become a slave. Like, you don't even know that the ministry in you God wants to birth is so great, so powerful. And you're just sitting and submitting under a place that God didn't call you to, because what's in you is even greater. So when you submit to something that God is like, "You're not going to stay here for long, so stop trying to position and plant yourself," you become a slave to it. It's Christian slavery, because you don't know who you are. You don't know your identity. And you allow people to, you know, you allow yourself to get into these things. And so people will take advantage of that. And it's not like they know they're taking advantage of it. You just made the decision to allow them access to more of you, allow them access to what God has given you. And so it was just an interesting revelation for me to know, and for me to experience all of that. But I was truly grateful in it all, like truly grateful that God sustained me, God helped me, God took me literally off the street and put me in a place where I can grow, that I can observe, that I can watch, and I can understand. And there were many times I would get frustrated, like, "Why aren't y'all doing this? Why aren't y'all doing that?" Like, in my head, I'm like so frustrated. I would go to God like, "God, they don't want to do this, this, and this. Like, you keep bringing these angels over, and these angels are telling me to tell them do this, tell them do that." And I'm getting so upset. Like, "Lord, why do you keep talking to me about this?" And immediately out my mouth, the Lord said, "Because it's not for them. It's for you." And I realized he was teaching me what to do, how to correct things, and how to maneuver for ministry. And even though I seen things that may have been wrong, God was teaching me the right way to do them. God was pouring into me. And so it was just a time, it was an experience. And I don't despise church. I will tell you, I don't like church. I don't like it if I'm gonna be stuck in it. I love to be out and about, if you know me. I love to be outside. Like, I love to be outside. Like, take me outside. I will do church outside. But it's something within me that just, I can't, like, you can't confine me. You can't confine me. You cannot confine me. You cannot control me. I'm led by the Spirit of God. So if the Spirit of God says we here today and gone tomorrow, I got to go, or everything in me will be disrupted. And so just learning even more about myself and how God has positioned me, how God has aligned me. And when he says, okay, you're going to be here for this amount of time, you're going to be here this long, and, you know, make your home here, stay here, do this, do that. You got to be obedient to it, and you got to know how to shift when God shifts. Just kind of observing a lot of people who were actually in my position but didn't know it. Seeing a lot of people want to give up life and sacrifice life to be in church. And I remember the Lord just ministering to me, that person's supposed to go home because their parents are going to bless them. Or that person is supposed to be in this industry because that's where they'll make millions. That person needs to start this business because that's where they're supposed to be. And that's where their business is going to grow and they're going to become wealthy. And I would just hear the Lord minister to me. And it was just like, I would look at a person and like know what a person's supposed to do in business. And I'm just like, I don't know where it would come from. And I would try to make little suggestions here and there, and then I would be rejected. And then I started realizing a lot of what God was telling me, it just wasn't the time. And he used to do this to me when I first started seeking him. And I remember when I was in Texas, I would do it to the friends that I have, like, your friend is supposed to do this, this and that. And so I remember going and telling them, hey, you should do this, this and that. And they wouldn't listen. And it wasn't until years later, I'm getting, you know, texts like, hey, I finally did it. And it's just like, duh. Like, but for me, it just would frustrate me because I'm like, Lord, why do you tell me all of this? Why do you give me all this information if nobody's going to do anything about it? And so I now know that sometimes, you know, the information you receive, it's just not time for them. And you got to just plant a seed. And you got to go, because one plants the seed, the other waters, but it is God who makes all things grow. And so my desire is for people to just grow, even myself, continually growing in the things of God, the knowledge of Christ. And it's something that we never stop doing. No matter how great you think you are, you keep growing in the knowledge of Christ. You keep getting to different levels with him. And you allow him to lead your life, to guide you, and you walk in obedience. And so for me, one of the things that I can take away is don't be on pause. Always grow some type of way. Be growing, and growing towards what it is that you know that you have to be aiming at something. You can't just allow people, I'm going to place you here, then I'm going to place you here, then I'm going to place you here, then I'm going to place you. No, aim towards something. If you know that you want to do, I don't know, if you want to be a singer, why are you doing this other position? That's just not where you're called. If you know you want to be in, you know, media, why are you up on stage? You know, so it is just, you got to know what you're aiming for, because sometimes you can gain so much experience in one area and you completely miss the time you needed to develop what it is God needed to develop in you. And you got to go back on your own and restart and develop that thing again. And so it's important to place people where God has called them to be. It's important to not just throw somebody anywhere, because there's a purpose, there's a plan for people's lives. And you gotta know where to place people. You have resources. Know how to administer those resources. Know how to maintain them, how to manage them. When it comes to managing resources, you also got to manage the people who are over these things, knowing where to place the right people, knowing where to place them. And you can't just throw people anywhere, because you make them feel stuck. They're frustrated. And so there's been a lot of people who've come to me and speaking about that. It was like me. I was like that person people just come and dump on. Like, you going through this? Okay. You seen this? What? You know this? What? Oh, you got this? Okay. Like, it's just, you know, that person that you just go through and you just tell everything. And like, you just kind of looking people sideways. Like, I didn't even know that was me. I was quiet. I kept it all to myself, but it was just like, ooh. But it's just interesting. Like, my experience with church was just interesting. And as I got a lot more stories, they'll come up here and there soon, but I'm just grateful. I'm truly grateful. I'm grateful for the people that were there. I'm grateful for God sustaining me, God helping me, God literally just giving me a place to just go through the motion and figure it out. And even when he plucked me, I was upset, but I'm truly grateful now. Like, I'm grateful now. Like, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. So that's it. That's all that I have to say for this episode. Continue to grow. Continue to figure out what it is that God needs you to do and be in alignment. Don't allow the desires of your heart to overtake you. Empty them. Take them to the Lord. Analyze them. Ask them, if I go this way, what's it going to look like? If I go that way, what's it going to look like? So really start to sit in the presence of God and figure things out, because it's important. It's very important. God will always make things work together for your good. But it's important that you are just staying in alignment, so bad things ain't got to be transformed into good things. And you ain't got to go through the experiences. And life ain't got to be as difficult as, you know, we make it out to be if we just followed and are in alignment. And so that's it. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And God bless you.